Beis Nidavid, in the middle of Sifrei, we're talking about putting bread into an oven before Shabbos. You have to put it early enough that to form the crust. We saw the crust of that last time. So if you did not do so, put them right before Shkia into the oven, and it was not baked to the point that it formed the proper crust. In the mezid, if you did it intentionally, then you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat most of Shabbos, and the amount of time it will take to bake such a bread. In the shogeg, in eilo ma yoichel, mutar l'lizos mimen mozen shel sudas. If he doesn't have what to eat, then they permit him to remove the bread from the oven, but only the amount he needs to eat for Shabbos. In other words, even though we saw he puts food on the fire right before Shabbos and wasn't cooked before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. But bread is the basics that you need to eat on Shabbos. If you're not going to get the bread, you incur eat this bread. It says, you could also, you could tell other people that don't have bread to eat also, you could also take out of the oven as much as you need for three sudas. When he does it, in those days, the way they used to make the bread was they stick it on the side of the tanner and have a special wooden thing which was used to scrape off the bread from the oven. So it says up here, you should not use the regular kli, you just use the sack of yotzev shalu yatzik adel shalu yatzik b'chob. That's considered a type of din, uvdi b'chob, to use the regular tool to get it off the oven. And therefore, in these circumstances, you have it only, you have had to take only enough for three sudas, you should make a shinur, scrape it off the regular knife. We actually, if the shinur yields the mouth, but if you have no option, bring with the shinur, for some reason it doesn't work, then you submitted this, this ul the choil, so that you should have bread for Shabbos. Nothing if they, she even put it out, give him shalom, he's doing it. So Shabbos, we're going to get the hamper. If you put it in a fashion that already formed the crust before Shabbos. So it's not the Easter of putting it in the oven on a fashion that will bake primarily on Shabbos. He doesn't have that Easter because it's already primarily baked before Shabbos. So you have another problem of scraping it off the oven, which is open to home. In the love of the Easter, so Shabbos, the Reza Gedalka, didn't do an Easter by putting it into the oven. He could remove it in a regular fashion, even though it's generally open to the over here. They permitted one to take it off the recovered Shabbos. You should bring it to Ali Rabba, that's Machmir. In such circumstances, you do it with a Shinoi. To take off, scrape it off of the oven. If you don't eat it for Shabbos, you cannot do even with the Shinoi, because still after everything said and done, it'll go. This is very nice halachas, which is not nogea, lemaita, unless you buy yourself a special old-fashioned tana. There's some villages here in Eretz Yisrael still do it, but in the normal circumstances, something's in the oven, you'll have to take it out. There's no who's the problem involving that. Those are the time machine tool. The teeth, the apple, and the cloth, the teeth. Oh, Shein Oifer, it's all Shabbos, it's Moshe Shabbos, Ishlus Man, the Foysen, Lutzer, the Gazrinen, the Gavna, Shein Yechata. We learned before that the Easter of all these things, of putting something that's not cooked or baked into the oven on Erev Shabbos is a concern that you will stir up the coals on Shabbos. But the Tana was sealed, and it was sealed with cement. There's no shasha that you're going to break it open in the middle of its baking, deal with the coals, and also, if you're not planning to use it on Shabbos, you put it before Shabbos, for use on Motzei Shabbos, since it has a long time to bake, there's no concern that you do anything with the coals, and therefore, that is also permitted. Even though you put it in right before Shabbos, like we said before, today's Tanurim, you don't have all these problems, so you could take whatever you want out, as long as it's not also, which it should be, basically, that as long as you put it in before Shabbos, early enough, that it will form the crust, then you can take out whatever you need on Shabbos.